Right, I've got a new game for you next. You know what? You're not a celebrity these days unless you've got your own blog on the internet, are you? Because you need to know. You need to know what the fans...
What they're all thinking.
Yeah, what they're thinking of you. And they need to know what you think about the burning issues of the day. Right, I've got some blogs from different celebs, right? Because everyone writes one. And I'm going to try and get you to guess. And you can play along at home or in the car as well. Who wrote the blog? Next.
Three.
Hey, Mommy.
You thought young single mums are all just a bit... Maybe it's time to think again.
Give it a week or two and we will be dancing on the table.
10 mums set out to smash the stereotype and find out if living and working together can bring benefits life as a single mum just can't.
I don't care whether you're 19, 18, 20, no mother should feel like a failure.
I can be a mum, I can go to work, I can do everything you guys do, and I do it well.
The Young Mums Mansion opens its doors next Monday night at 9 on BBC Three TV and online.
To make a move, I'm shaking off the rust. I've got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down myself, counting up the years. Steady hands, just take the wheel. Every glance is killing me. Time to make one last appeal for the
Public, Stop and Stare. It's Radio 1. It's 10 to 9. Just getting into work. Hello. I know it's Monday. It's all going to be fine. And now...
Scott Mills, totally random quiz of the day.
Did you get a job lot of those done?
Yeah, loads.
One of the ones that doesn't speak said they were on 3 for 2 offer.
Yeah, they were. Now, it's not actually that random, today's random quiz of the day.
Okay.
It's called Who's That Blogging?
Right.
Because you aren't a celebrity these days unless you've got, you know, your own blog, which you constantly update on your website, because you need for your fans to know what you're thinking all the time, because after all, your views are important. You are a celebrity. Mm. Even though you're only famous for sleeping with someone off a frozen food advert, you must tell the world exactly what you think. Isn't that right?
Who could that be?
Why don't you have an online blog? I wanted to do one. Why not?
Well, mainly because I can't really be bothered.
Right.
And I wouldn't have thought anybody else would be bothered reading what I write. I did do it. I did an Italian football one for about 3 weeks, but then I just kind of...
How are you getting on with that woman that you do that show with on Five?
I thought we were doing this quiz anyhow.
Right.
I've been told to be more diplomatic, so right. That was.
Okay. See, I think you have to have a certain amount of self-confidence to actually think that anyone gives a toss about what you did today.
Do you do one?
No, I don't. And also, what you think about the American election. Don't really care. Anyway, here's how the game works. I give you an extract from a celebrity's online blog.
Okay.
You tell me which celebrity you think wrote it.
Out of all the millions in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you some options.
All right, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Who Wrote That Blog on the Interweb. Ready for it?
Mm.
All right. Here is blogger number one.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry?
Now, the celebrity didn't write that. That's a poem.
Did the celebrity read it? They're not all Annalise, are they?
No, they're not all Annalise off the news.
Okay.
She's just read them.
Okay.
No, that's a poem, actually, by William Blake. They cleverly used it, the celebrity, to introduce their views on tigers.
Okay. Is it David Attenborough?
Hang on a second.
Oh, sorry, I get choices.
There's more.
Sorry.
In some ways, people are a lot like animals. I'm mesmerised by tigers. Their eyes, their stripes, their constant quest for survival. They almost have a sense of mysteriousness about them. They pull you in and make it difficult to look away. They make you wonder what is behind their gaze. A sense of eerie awe comes over you in their presence. The fear they give you when you pass them is stunning. Behold the beauty of the tiger.
Sense of eerie awe? Is that a donkey? Why would a donkey be on a tiger?
Eerie awe. So, who wrote that? Who thought the world would want to know their thoughts about tigers? Was it A, David Attenborough, B, Britney Spears, or C, Amanda Holden?
Ah, well. Oh, now, Amanda Holden, it could be, couldn't it? Because she's in
Can
that.
Can you imagine Amanda Holden saying this on her blog?
Behold the beauty of the tiger.
She was in Wild at Heart.
That's what I was thinking, you see. It's like that heartbeat set in Africa. Yeah. No, I'm going to stick with David Attenborough.
You go with David Attenborough,
yeah.
A.
Behold the beauty of the tiger.
No, you're wrong. It was Britney Spears.
Oh, do me a favour.
Now,
she must have had that written for her.
Now, if you went to Britney's website, right, you'd be looking for pictures mostly, wouldn't you? Are you saying you wouldn't want to read stuff like this?
Behold the beauty of the tiger.
She couldn't come up with a phrase like eerie awe or quote whoever it was. Who was it?
William Blake.
William Blake.
Now, I think she's taken her blog down now. It used to be called Love Bee Streams of Consciousness. And she's had some amazing stuff on there, like all the tiger stuff. And also, I'd like you to check this out. This is another bit of Britney's online blog.
Madonna first introduced Kabbalah to me at a time in my life when it was much needed. It has helped me get rid of a lot of negative influences that were guiding me down the wrong path. I'm in a place where I can take Kabbalah seriously and truly learn from it.
And do you want to hear the next blog entry?
Yeah.
I no longer study Kabbalah.
She lost interest. Lost interest really quickly there. Right, are you ready for blogger number two on Who's Blogging On? On Radio
Come
1.
On, then.
Okay, here's the next blogger. Who is this blogging?
I just want all my fans to know this. I have called George Bush a... That's because I think he is one, and I stand by that.
Was that A, Jeremy Paxman, B, Jeremy Clarkson, or C, Lily Allen?
Oh, I thought it might have been Hillary Clinton.
Can you hear Jeremy Clarkson saying this?
I think he's a...
Yeah, I think it's Jeremy Clarkson. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Jeremy Clarkson.
Wrong again. Lily Allen.
Lily Allen?
Yeah, that's what we want from Lily Allen. I do love her, but I'm... I don't know about you, I'm not often surfing the internet wondering what she thinks about American politics. Are you? I'm not sure what my views on the American president are. I'll tell you what, I know. I will just go online and I'll see what Lily Allen thinks.
Might help make your mind up.
Oh, here we are. Lily Allen, what does she think of George Bush?
I think he's a...
Right, well then, so do I. Would you like to hear another extract from Lily Allen's blog?
Oh, yeah.
This is a good one.
Leona Lewis is well nang. Nuff said.
Leona Lewis is well nang. Nuff said. Can't argue with that, can you?
You can't, no.
I think you should start a blog.
What, on
just
Lily,
like this?
On Lily Allen? On Lily Allen or Leona? Or on America? I'll start with American politics then. George Bush is well nang.
I've got one more. Who is this blogging about changing their footwear?
I'm getting rid of my Uggs. I used to wear them to keep warm, never realising that they were skin. I thought they were shaved kindly.
What?
She thought they were shaved kindly, or they thought... Oh, I might have given that away. Was that A, Pamela Anderson, B, Kerry Katona, or was it C, Archbishop Desmond Tutu?
Oh, it's one of two, isn't it? It's either Pamela Anderson or Desmond Tutu.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of my Uggs. I used to wear them to keep warm, never realising that they were skin. I thought they were shaved kindly.
Pamela Anderson, Desmond Tutu, 50. Oh, it's 50-50. I'll go for Pamela Anderson.
You're wrong.
Oh,
it was Archbishop Desmond Tutu. No, it was. It was Pamela Anderson. Yeah. There we are. I enjoyed that. That was Who's Blogging on?
Scott Mills, totally random quiz of the day. Please